Morning, it's Friday morning and it's Ness Andrews and this is Life Church Daily Podcast. This morning I want to read to you from 1 Kings chapter 22. This is about King Ahab and how he wants to take Ramoth Gilead back from the king of Aram. I'm just going to read a little bit to you and then summarise the rest of the chapter. So starting with chapter 1, it's for 3 years there was no war between Aram and Israel. But in the third year, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, went down to see the king of Israel. The king of Israel had said to his officials, "Don't you know that Ramoth Gilead belongs to us, and yet we are doing nothing to retake it from the king of Aram?" So he asked Jehoshaphat, "Will you go with me to fight against Ramoth Gilead?" Jehoshaphat replied to the king of Israel, "I am as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horses." But Jehoshaphat also said to the king of Israel, "First seek the counsel of the Lord." So this is interesting. This is where King Ahab decides to call 400 men and ask them, "Shall I go to war against Ramoth Gilead or shall I refrain?" And these 400 men are so-called prophets. "Go," they answered, "for the Lord will give it into the king's hands." But Jehoshaphat asked, "Is there no longer a prophet of the Lord here whom we can inquire of?" The king of Israel answered Jehoshaphat, "There is still one prophet, though, whom we can inquire of the Lord. But I hate him because he never prophesies anything good about me. It's always bad. He is Micaiah, son of Imlah." "The king should not say such a thing," Jehoshaphat replied. So the king of Israel called one of his officials and said, "Bring Micaiah, son of Imlah, at once." And then it goes on to further down into the same chapter. And it says in verse 13 that the messenger had gone to summon Micaiah and said to him, "Look, the other prophets without exception are predicting success for the king. Let your word agree with theirs and speak favourably." But Micaiah said, "As surely as the Lord lives, I can tell him only what the Lord tells me." Well, it carries on, and basically the prophet is told by the Lord that if he goes forth and tries to seize Ramoth Gilead, he's going to come to his death. But Ahab wasn't having any of this. He was not listening to it. And so, of course, what does he go and do? He ignores the prophet, listens to his men, and subsequently ends up being killed there. So what do we learn from this? Well, it got me thinking, you know, in life we have lots of friends, don't we? We have lots of yes men who are there willing us on and encouraging us. And we might have a steering committee of friends that are just all there that will just keep saying, "Yeah, keep going, yeah, keep doing that." But also, how many of us actually have friends that are there to challenge us, that are there to question the way we're going forward with a view or a perspective or a decision? And how many of us actually listen when we get that advice that we don't necessarily want to receive? And this was the case, wasn't it, with Ahab? He didn't want to be told not to go and seize the land. But, you know, we do need those people in our lives, don't we? We do need those friends that can actually challenge us, you know. And I'm not talking about enemies. I'm not talking about people who don't have a faith or don't seek the Lord. But we need brothers and sisters in Christ that we can go to, who love us and will give us the truth and will challenge us about what we want to do and where we want to go. And so I don't know where you are today, but if you're facing a big challenge, or you know, you're maybe angry with somebody because they've hurt you or they've upset you, and you really feel that maybe you just want to tell them how you feel and get back at them, and you can't, because either a good friend said to you, "Well, actually, it's not an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth. Actually, what would Jesus do?" And you know in your heart that Jesus would just be there to forgive them and to love them and turn the other cheek. And a true friend would tell you that, wouldn't they? A true friend would say to you, "Is that really the way you should react or respond?" So I want to encourage you today, if you're fortunate enough to have a true friend like that, cherish them, because you need them just as much, if not sometimes more, than your yes men and your yes friends. Have a great weekend, folks. Go and enjoy the football on Sunday. Come on, England, bring it home. Bye.